Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In case you missed it, folks, America was saved during the midterms. And the reason that we were saved is we have been told there was no red wave. That's right. But I want to remind you, leftists interpret things differently. See, they speak in reverse. Bizarro world where things are upside down. Right is left, left is right. Up is down, down is up. Right is wrong, wrong is right. You get what I'm saying? I think you do. So, remember, every time you see, oh, the red wave and the Republicans are dead and the MAGA movement is dead and Donald Trump is this and blah, blah, blah. Just remember, they tell you the opposite of what's true. Now, let me give you some things that they want to ride on. Oh, the Dow jumped 1,100 points because of inflation going down. Okay, maybe it did. But let me tell you what's going to happen. It'll drop just as fast. See, when they were selling that narrative because they put the big cheat in. Oh, I know. Many of you don't believe it. You go, no, Kevin, I mean, you know, these vote counts and the machine problems and all the things that are happening, you know, it's just, you know, just the type of error you would have when you have that many people voting in that many different things. And yeah, it's just the type of error you would have. Because we all know. The Democrats, well, they can't be wrong on inflation and crime and immigration. All those things failed. That was what the Republicans were talking about. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, here to make sense of all of this, because there are many of you out there going, what happened, Kevin? You've been talking about the red wave. You've been talking about tsunami. You've been talking about all these things that are supposed to happen. Let me tell you what. Everything I said is true. Everything I said happened. I told you this. The Democrats can't cheat, they can't win. If they can get you to believe what they want you to believe, well, then the lie becomes the truth. And if you want to believe that Joe Biden has this economy on the right track, and that people don't care about inflation, they don't care about crime, and they don't care about illegal immigration, and they don't care about being racism being taught to their kids, and a host of other things that leftists want to pretend don't exist or they have nothing to do with, I'm going to tell you this. You're obviously not relying on your own common sense. You're not talking to people. Let me tell you, I don't know you. Many of you, I don't know. But I'm going to make you a bet. I bet you your friends are telling you, man, these gas prices are kicking my butt. I bet they're mad about their rents going up. I bet they're mad about the housing situation. Whatever it may be. It isn't good. I'm going to tell you, I think they're upset that their kids are being taught racism, that they're being demoralized, white or black. I bet you there's a lot of things they're upset about. I bet you right now in the winter they're going to be complaining to you about their heating bills. And I'm going to make you another bet. Just like I said before, most of them don't give a crap about abortion. Because they understand that if your right to choose exists, why could you not choose it during lockdown? Don't believe this nonsense. If you believe that immigration, crime, and inflation failed during the midterms, you're buying into the nonsense. You're buying into the lie. By the way, let me read. There are three bullet points that came up about the economy that will be interesting to you. Here's what they said. The consumer price index increased 0.4% for the month and 7.7% a year ago, both lower than estimates. Okay, so prices ticked up. In other words, inflation ticked up. But it was lower than the estimates. Just hang on that for a second. Excluding volatile food and energy costs, so excluding the things that you use every day, so-called core CPI, which is a consumer price index, increased 0.3% for the month and 6.3% on an annual basis. Also, lower than expectations. Prices declined for medical services, used vehicles, and apparel. Shelter costs posted their highest monthly gain since 1990. Now, you can interpret that any way you want. But those first two bullet points, talking about inflation, one, they say, well, it's lower than our estimates. And the second one, they said, well, let's take out the volatile food and energy costs. In other words, the thing that impacts you the most. And even with that, core consumer price index increased by 0.3%. And they go, well, inflation wasn't on anybody's mind. So here's what I'm getting at. Apparently, we vote on expectations. So the expectations were lower than we expected. So inflation didn't go as high. It's still going up, but it didn't go as high. So the market responded and gave back 1,100 points. Let me tell you what the market did. I just want you to be very clear. What the market did was all these leftists got together and they said, we're going to make money on the market. On this day, the day after the election, we will make money. Let's all bet it. If you don't believe that there were big money people getting together and they're saying, here's what's going to happen in the market. We're all going to benefit. We're all going to bet on the market for this day. And they shoot it up. What do you think is going to happen? Can they do it every day? You're going to ride this Biden wave that's supposed to happen? Let me ask you, have you looked at the last 2 years? Have you evaluated the market based on that? Because if you have, I have one question for you. What's changed? What's changed? Let me tell you what happened the weekend prior to the elections. Crime was up. Inflation was up. And massive immigration is bringing down this country. Let me tell you what happened after this weekend. Inflation was up, crime was up, and illegals are still impacting this marketplace. Nothing has changed for the left. What I'm hearing now is, oh, the polls were let people down. The polls led Republicans to believe in the red wave. Let me tell you, I don't care about the polls. Here's what I can tell you with 100% certainty. Your way of thinking is the prevailing way of thinking in this country. And if anything is taking you away from that, you have to ask yourself, what game do you think you're trying to run on me? If you're second guessing the idea that people are ignoring inflation, crime, immigration, cause of racism and all the other crap that's going on, cross-gender boys competing against girls, LGBT stuff, then apparently you're buying into the leftist narrative. Because I'm going to tell you, across the board, black comedians even are looking at Biden and going, he ain't done nothing for us. We have 2 years to get our house in order, and that means stop these suckers from cheating us in elections, and we have the solution. My team does. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Let's suspend belief for a moment so we can come to grips with the leftist version of reality. Forget Elvis. Forget Muhammad Ali. Forget MLK Jr. Forget JFK. Forget baby black Jesus. Joe Biden got the most votes of any person in the history of the American Republic because he was the most popular man in the history of the United States. And that's why he got 81 million votes, something like 11,000 more than Barack Obama. And that's why in 2020, he resoundingly defeated President Trump, who got more votes than any sitting president in history. Yes, including baby black Jesus. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. So you say, well, Kev, you know, you say this all the time. No, I'm not done.
Joe Biden saved the midterms for the Democrats. That's what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that that red wave you believe was going to happen. See, it was all hype. Those polls meant nothing. Your common sense, what you were talking to, all the people that you were meeting with who were saying, you know what, we're going to crush these guys. All hype, all disbelief, because you know what? We, the American system believes in high inflation. They believe in the potential for nuclear war. They believe in high gas prices and fuel prices, dependency on foreign oil, and a host of other things. All the stuff that we've gone over in one form or another on this program. They believe in racism being taught to their kids. Yeah, they believe in all that. They believe in lockdowns. They believe in killing babies in the womb. Yeah, that's what this nation's about, right? Joe Biden, I mean, look at 2 years. He's certainly been an amazing president, hasn't he? The Afghan pullout that got 13 Marines killed and left billions of dollars in military gear to terrorists was touted by the left as the best pullout ever. How well executed. Go back and listen to the different people talk. Oh, it was amazing. It was the best ever. We should be proud of ourselves. Go tell that to the family of 13 Marines. And oh, by the way, tell it to the taxpayers that you left $50 billion plus of the most sophisticated military equipment on the planet behind. Oh, Kevin, they won't have any spare parts. Recession has been redefined because Biden can't grow an economy, so why not redefine it? Let's make bad good and good bad. So what? People don't want to work. Jobs are available, right? But nobody wants to work because Joe Biden and the left have created a welfare state where it doesn't even pay you to work. And why should you? Because they might shut you down anyway. Inflation, we were told, is good for the economy. First, we were told, of course, it didn't exist. Then we were told, oh, it's transient. Then we were told to suck it up. Then we were told, you know what? It's good for you. It raises all your income and all this other stuff. So what? That income doesn't keep pace with inflation, not by a long shot. It's still good for you. Nobody cared about inflation at the polls. That's what we were told. That's the new narrative. Oh, what are you talking about, conservatives? See, we told you, inflation's no big deal. People aren't worried about rising food prices and the inability to pay their rent or to put gas in their car. They're putting fractional gallons of gas. I'll have a half a gallon. How much you got? $5. They don't care. They still voted for Joe Biden because he's the most popular guy on the planet, and all of his policies have worked so well over the last 2 years. Well, who wouldn't want him back? Besides all the Democrats who have voted in overwhelming polling that they don't want Biden. You know why all these Democrats want to line up to run for the next presidency? Because they want to be the next one appointed in the next fake election. Here's another thing they told us. Joe Biden doesn't have dementia. He's a little tired. I mean, he's worn out from all the campaigning that he's done. But dismiss everything that he said just in the last week.
To help make the transition to a low-carbon future more affordable for everyone, accelerate the carbonation beyond our borders. In fact, the International Energy Agency recently concluded that our significant climate investment will, quote, help turbocharge the emerging global clean energy economy. I was reading their quote. Sorry.
Let's just stop there for just a second and take pause. How about it, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network? First of all, Joe Biden says we can accelerate the carbonation. Accelerate. And then I love this part because, see, this is what leftists always do. This is what people do when they can't do something directly for you. They say, well, the International Energy Agency, they said, what do they know? I dare you. Go look up who's in the International Energy Agency and look at who these experts are. Find out how they make their money. And then get back with me. Folks, this is a vicious cycle of you create an organization that is essentially going to rubber stamp what you do, and you pay them with other people's money, then you tout them all as experts. Why shouldn't they be? Well, they all have PhDs. They've got three letters after their name. Look at these. He's up here. There's Dr. So-and-so, and this is an energy. Look, I know more about energy than all these so-called experts, and I didn't study it. Didn't study it at all. I know this. There are things we can transition to, and we should be looking into it. But I'll also tell you this. Everything that they say, oh, this is going to save money. He's talking about it's going to turbocharge our economy. Now, let's get to what he actually said. They're going to turbocharge, and they said, and he, of course, he stumbles all over it. And you know what his excuse was? I was reading their quotes. Sorry. That was his excuse. He was reading the teleprompter. What did the part of the quote have to do with anything? He was fumbling through his own speech. Then he gets to their quote, and he goes, oh, I was reading that. Is it what? You were memorizing the rest of it? That was his go-to. The reason why I bring this up is it shows you this guy can't think. He was reading the entire thing. And his excuse was, well, I was reading that part. See, that's Joe Biden. He can't just tell you, you know what? Oh, man, I'm getting tired. Brain's a little foggy today. Can't tell you that. He's got to tell you he's reading it. But, hey, this is the guy that saved the midterms for the Democrats. Because he's so well-liked. He's so well-respected. He's the man that's in charge. Well, at least that's what the left wants you to believe.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ahead of the G20 summit in Indonesia, President Biden meets with Chinese President Xi Jinping for the first time since Biden has taken office. The Chinese president saying there is work to be done between the two nations.
Currently, the China-U.S. relationship is in such a situation that we all care a lot about it.
A strong storm system is moving across the United States towards the south. The Gulf Coast region may see heavy rain, large hail, and tornadoes. The system is expected to move to the northeast Tuesday and Wednesday. Arctic air will spread across the country this week, and virtually the entire lower 48 will likely see temperatures lower than normal. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No, no, I'm just saying. No, I just found it interesting that Biden's being Biden's being an extremist.
We've all been there, right? Can't figure out what word to say or whatever, but have you been there like that? What about in the previous segment, the thing I played earlier? Biden's doing this. He does this daily, multiple times a day. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Biden's brain is so foggy, he can't help it. Anybody else you'd be looking at, you'd say they need to be cognitively tested, the 25th Amendment, all kinds of stuff. Nope, because Joe Biden saved the midterms. In case you missed it. Yeah, all his policies are so popular. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the last 2 years of Joe Biden, oh, come on, y'all. What, you have reality to look at? Forget your reality. Negro, please. That's unbelievable. Fetterman is not really mentally challenged post-stroke, folks, though he looks like the brother of the guy in Sling Blade. No! Pennsylvania overwhelmingly voted for this man. They want this man because Pennsylvanians love post-stroke victims, and they know, boy, these are the guys that perform the best. I mean, if your Olympian had a stroke, why would you take him out of the relay? Would you? Oh, come on, Kevin, you're talking about physical. Okay, so if you believe that the only thing that impacts you with a stroke is your physical, then I say to you, you're naive. I want you to understand, the same thing that happens with you with a stroke when you can't use the left side of your body and you have trouble walking and you got to rehab is the identical thing that happens to your brain. You want to know how I know? Because your brain controls all that. And if your brain is going, I can't let your arm move in the right way, your brain is also malfunctioning. See, that's what's called simple logic. And if your brain is malfunctioning and telling your body to malfunction, is this the person you want running your company?
Oh, come on, Kevin. His cognitive abilities are certainly not impacted by a stroke. What do you know? You're not a doctor.
You're no expert. What do most people do after a stroke? Do they go to work? Do they take on a more stressful job than their previous job? Or do they relax? What would you do? If the CEO of Apple had a stroke, do you think the board would let him stay on? Just asking for a friend in Pennsylvania. folks. Biden saved the midterms. How do you think Fetterman won? If it hadn't been for Biden coming in, yeah, that's what did it. That's the narrative, right? I already said earlier, things aren't as bad as they seem. That Kevin Jackson, all these political red guys, you know, oh, look at them, the red wave. The red wave didn't happen. Hey, folks, if you haven't gotten the hint, this last election cycle is the foreboding of a complete takeover of America's election system. Y'all get it out. I ain't going to pull a Biden on you. It is cheating on a massive scale. It's what I've been warning you about. Despite 2 years of absolute pure hell for this country, according to leftists, America wants no part of MAGA. They want no part of Donald Trump. They want no part of the Republicans or the conservatives. Nope. They want what Joe Biden has brought them. If you think Republicans are going to save you, folks, I hope you have a backup plan. Listen to Paul Ryan.
I think we're going to have to do a lot of soul searching and, you know, head scratching and looking through and parsing the numbers as to why we didn't perform as well as we would have liked to have.
Why do you think it is?
I mean, I think Trump's kind of a drag on our ticket. I think Donald Trump gives us problems politically. We lost the House, the Senate, and the White House in 2 years when Trump was on the ballot or in office. And I think we just have some Trump hangover. I think he's a drag on our offices.
So there it is. And admit it, there are many of you who buy into that Paul Ryan nonsense. The guy who outperformed any president in modern history is demonized by his own people. We got to do some soul searching and some head scratching because, I mean, look at us, boy. We were, you know, we kept inflation low. We were tough on crime. Trump had practically stopped the illegal immigration that was coming into this country. He was getting this government back on track, cutting the budget, you know, or at least looking at ways to cut the budget. He was inspiring growth in manufacturing and bringing actual businesses back to the... I mean, look at how horrible this guy performed. Yeah, we got to do some soul searching and some head scratching. I mean, we're the people that want to save babies in the womb because that's what all of us are. We are a product of that, but we got to do some soul searching on that. We got to do some soul searching on getting out of needless wars. We got to do some soul searching on getting control of our budget deficit. Soul searching on getting control of our deficit, our trade deficit. $765 billion, yeah, going out the window. We got to get some, yeah. Ooh, Trump, he's a drag on the ticket. We have Trump hangover, he says. The guy who won in 2016, while they put ankle bracelets on him, handcuffs on him, and put him in a straitjacket. And this guy still managed to win with everything, all the wins against him. I mean, they tried everything they could. They set him up so they could knock him down. And you know what Trump did? He beat them at their own game. And the Republicans, who can't win anything, they couldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And yet, Paul Ryan, he's got the answers, right? He and Mitt Romney, the two guys that were supposed to be the button-up suit and tie, long as I got my suit and tie, all dressed up in black and white. Yeah. Let me show you what a good thing. No, both of these guys were the epitome of the Republican Party. And you know what happened to them? They allowed themselves to get cheated out of an election in 2012 and couldn't capitalize on it in 2016. And now they're mad. And they call Trump the drag on the ticket. I would love for somebody to tell me, what have the Republicans done that impresses you? What have they done? What they do is they do enough to make us believe that, you know, we're in a two-party system. And then you get something like this. We have to do soul searching after 4 years of Donald Trump and 2 years of Joe Biden. And we got a soul search? What kind of stupid comment is this? Why doesn't Paul Ryan come out and say, look, I'm going to tell you something. What we should be looking at is how we could come off of 4 years under one of the best presidents in history, go 2 years under undoubtedly the worst president in history, and still something doesn't resonate. And let me tell you, I don't think it's the people. I think it's the process. I think that our election system is fatally flawed, and it is favoring the Democrats because they're bringing in all these illegals, they're manufacturing votes, and they are cheating us out of our electoral system. That's what I think is happening. Because there is no way you come off of a 4 years of Trump and 2 years of Biden where you can see that connection and you say, this is what America wants. I don't believe it. I haven't heard it from anybody. Now, that's what he should have said. But he didn't. So, folks, I'm curious. How do you win when you are fighting not only, you know, your brother, but you're fighting your sister, too? Take your pick on which gender. Who's the gender? The Lord, here's what I say. Our Republican leaders act like a bunch of little girls. They tea and crumpets. Oh, Kevin, you just said something's going to offend women or whatever. Fine. Ask me if I care. Look, we got to do something here. We got to do something dramatic. Florida did it. The real bellwether for this election, without question, happened in Florida. All the polling, oh, Chris, the mandate, the wave that was supposed to occur across this country happened in Florida. And what Republicans should be doing, what Paul Ryan should be doing, he's talking about we should do some soul searching and some head scratching. What he should be saying is we should be modeling everything that we do after what Florida did when Ron DeSantis got tough on election cheating. And he kicked these companies out that are cheating. Every state should be doing that. And oh, by the way, for those of you listening to the program today, get involved. Because it's going to keep on happening if you don't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So, if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
If you expect the Republicans to save you in the elections, you are betting on the wrong people. I hope you have a backup plan. Mark Thiessen said this about the so-called Republican disaster.
We have the worst inflation in four decades, the worst collapse in real wages in 40 years, the worst crime wave since the 1990s, the worst border crisis in U.S. history. We have Joe Biden, who is the least popular president since Harry Truman, since presidential polling happened, and there wasn't a red wave. That is a searing indictment of the Republican Party. That is a searing indictment of the message that we have been sending to the voters. They looked at all of that and said and looked at the Republican alternative and said, no, thanks. The Republican Party needs to do a really deep introspection look in the mirror right now, because this is an absolute disaster.
Again, folks, that was Mark Thiessen, a Republican strategist. He's laying it out for you. Worst inflation. Worst collapse in real wages. We're talking about in decades. Worst crime wave in decades. Worst border crisis and the worst president. And your message didn't resonate. That's what your side, our side, is saying. I mean, would that be the message you put out? Unbelievable. The alarm bell is sounding here, because all those things being said, and they're like, oh, but the Democrats know their message is clear. They want to make sure you can kill babies. They want to start wars. They want to exit war zones with their tails between their legs. They can increase inflation. It's transitory. It's all the different things they said it was. No, you're not in a real recession. Oh, forget that crime wave. You know, it doesn't matter. All the things that they do, all the things that they created the worst inflation. They created the worst collapse in real wages. They created the worst crime wave in a long time. They created the border crisis, and they have the worst president, but they got the right message. Oh, yeah, yeah. You should forget what your common sense tells you, and you should side with us as we partner with the Democrats to say, no, the Republican message, of course, the Republican message of fiscal responsibility, of getting people to work and not go on welfare, of not allowing lockdowns to occur and businesses to be destroyed, etc. No, that message isn't clear. Freedom is not the message. It's about preserving the democracy. These are the people that fight for you. And you wonder why. I mean, I don't know what people want. I really don't. Look, we started Americans for Real Change in Arizona because we mapped out the 15 counties. And what I said to everybody who lost in the primaries is this. You want your energy to go to waste? You think you're going to have an off year? With everything you just heard, you think the Republicans are going to protect you as you go into the year 2023, the third year of Biden, which you're already in, by the way, the third year of Joe Biden? You're going to go into that year, and they're going to let up. You think these Republicans who are coming out, I played Paul Ryan's quote the other segment before, and he's talking about, oh, well, it's Trump fatigue. The reason why he lost is because of Donald Trump. It's all the Trump stuff. Trump. Really? Trump wasn't in the race? Oh, he picked some people. But, okay, all those things I just mentioned, and the Republican Party didn't take the banner and say, here we go. Look, we already chronicled Mitch McConnell taking money out of Arizona, a key state where he needed to win the Senate, and putting $9 million in a race where two Republicans were running against each other. Why? He wanted to protect the rhino, Murkowski. These are the people, folks, that are vying for you. Here's what Jen Psaki said about the midterms.
Look, I mean, I've talked to the White House and people close to President Biden, too. And
how close to him?
Very close. Not related. But I will tell you, Joe, you know, he used to talk when I was in the White House about how after the election in 2020, the country was the nerves were frayed. All of our nerves were frayed, right? He didn't get to enjoy. There was no big inauguration, right? He had to dive into dealing with not just the crises, but all of the crap that Trump had left behind. And really coming out of the other night, not just that he was the most successful president in a midterm election, and there were a lot of factors for that, for right. Sure, but also his agenda that he fought like hell for, right, that he worked with Democrats on to do something on climate change, to lower costs for the American public, to build bridges across the country, to fight for abortion rights. That's an agenda people liked, and they didn't like extremism, and right. That feels good. I mean, I woke up feeling good and happy and relieved that some of the extremist natures out there were fought against and victoriously so.
I could literally talk for hours on what she just said. That was Jen Psaki, former White House spokesperson. After 2020, nerves were frayed. It was such a tenuous time for Joe Biden that they didn't have a big inauguration. You want to know why they didn't have a big inauguration? nobody would come. It would have been an embarrassment. But she said, oh, no, he had to go right to work. Why? To deal with the crap Trump left behind. The crap that Trump left behind, folks. I'm offended. You know what surprises me? The number of people who are so willing to forget what Trump did. And I keep coming back to this. I don't give a crap about Trump. I don't care if I ever meet the man again, if I ever spend a second with him, whatever. I know what he did. And I know what they're doing. And if you allow this to happen, say goodbye to this republic. If they can spend this on, oh, Joe Biden was the most successful president in the midterm, even despite his horrible two-year record. If you allow them to spend this, and more importantly, if you don't take the next 2 years, you think you were vigilant this time. So you get the House back. Barely, right? Oh, it's barely back. When they come back this next time around, folks, it is going to be a blue bloodbath, not because you haven't won, not because we didn't do everything right, but because we allowed them to do what they've been doing for decades. And the real litmus test of how to defeat the left happened in Florida. Look at what happened in Arizona, where you've got a governor who is a rhino, who is anti-Trump. And this governor allowed the big cheat to happen. He put all the processes in place, and then he, along with other anti-Republican Democrats, fought against the very people that should be running this state. Let me tell you what happened in Arizona for real. It was a clean sweep of every one of these races. And you know what happened? Leftism happened. The big cheat. Going back to Psaki, do you believe that Joe Biden is the most successful president in a midterm? By the numbers he is, yes. Look at what his record was and tell me that should have happened. How about we just use a little common sense? You can't have Joe Biden's record, his performance, and have a midterm outcome like this. It doesn't happen. So your common sense should kick in and say, well, then how did it happen? You have the answer. I mean, it's the same question you would ask yourself of, do you believe that Joe Biden is 11 million votes more popular than 2008 baby black Jesus? If you believe he was, then you believe that the worst president in America's history for the first 2 years is still the most popular guy on the planet, despite polling, and he can pull through to have the most successful presidency midterm election of any president. Then she goes on to talk about his agenda. His agenda, climate change. In other words, raising the price of your fossil fuels to the point where you can't fuel your car. She says, lower costs for the American public. I'd really like to know how. Please explain. Because I can give you numbers that show that the average American has lost thousands of dollars annually under Joe Biden. And she says, building bridges across the country. I don't know whether she's talking about unifying or she's actually talking about physically building bridges. If she's talking about physically building bridges, guess what? Guess what every president does? The money's allocated. If she's talking about unity, yeah, the guy that coined Ultra MAGA, the guy that called us semi-fascist. And then finally, abortion rights. Yeah, folks, that's what did it. All those women out there who want to kill babies, they're going to take away our right to kill our babies, and so that's why we're not going to vote for these rascally Republicans. That's what her argument is for the lack of the red wave.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.